Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens. Itty, the kitty, and Bitty, the kitty corn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures together. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty, Bitty.
Itty, Bitty.
Itty and Bitty.
Itty and Bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
This episode is called Itty and Bitty's Trip to the Zoo. One sunny afternoon, Itty and Bitty were moseying through the garden, trying to decide what to do with the rest of the day. I know, we can go to the movies.
That's a good idea, but it's too nice of a day to be inside.
We could garden?
Nah.
Or we could go to the park.
Fun.
But what if we go to the zoo?
Yes, that sounds awesome.
So, Itty and Bitty went to the zoo.
This was such a great idea.
First, they went to the reptiles area.
I love the snakes.
Then, they went to the petting zoo.
Aw, the goats are so cute.
Next, to see the gazelles and deer.
They're so fast.
And finally, to the monkeys.
They stopped, staring at the beautiful creatures swinging from the trees.
Wow, this is really cool.
I know. I would love to have a monkey for a pet. We could climb through the trees and eat bananas and have parties.
As they chatted, and they slowly walked away, but were so busy that they didn't see the small figure waddling after them. When they got home, Itty invited Bitty to dinner and a sleepover. Itty had prepared a large feast.
Tuna and milk! Yum!
They were so busy eating up the meal that they didn't notice the creature slipping under the table.
Come on, Bitty, let's have a dance party.
Great idea! I know what song we should dance to.
Let's do No More Monkeys Jumping on the Bed. And after that, we can do Banana Phone.
And you know, if we have extra time, I really think we should do five Little Monkeys.
Great idea!
And so they danced, sang, and might have eaten some more tuna until it was time for bed.
Good night, Itty.
Good night, Bitty. That morning, ah! There above her was standing a baby monkey. So if you can't speak monkey, what he just said was, "Hello, good morning," in monkey language. Okay, back to the story. After a few moments of screaming, Itty and Bitty finally calmed down.
I know what happened. The monkey followed us home.
Wow.
I finally have a pet monkey. Let's name him Scott and to have dance parties and eat bananas and swing from the trees and...
Well, Itty and Bitty and Scott did all those things. They ate bananas. They told stories. They swung from trees. They had dance parties. And they lived happily ever after. The end.
Itty Bitty.
Itty Bitty.
Itty and Bitty.
Itty.
Wait! This isn't the end. As I said, Itty and Bitty and Scott lived happily ever after for 2 days. But the thing is, Scott got sad. And lonely. I think he misses his family. We'd better bring him home. As sad as it was, Scott was very happy to be back with his family. And from that day on, Itty and Bitty paid frequent visits to see Scott. And because of those frequent visits, they learned how to speak monkey. For example, E-O-A-A-A. In other words, the end.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
Woo!
Woo!
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Bitty Kitty Tails. Thank you for listening.